Hey, Nick!
Hey, John.
Are you still sick?
I sure am.
Oh, okay. I'm not.
That's really good for you, my man.
Yeah, it's because I choose not to be. And this is stranger still.
It sure is. John, why do we sound different? What's up with that?
Well, when you get older, your body changes. And then you grow up and you get a job and you get new mics.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. This is Nick, your friend, celebrity, pharmacist, and author. Here to tell you, I was trying to go like the PSA route.
Uh-huh.
And I lost my way.
Okay. Well, this is John Began, your best friend.
Mm-hmm. Podcaster.
Off the books pharmacist.
Yeah.
And podcaster.
Off the books pharmacists are called over-the-counter pharmacists.
Well, under-the-counter pharmacists.
Yeah.
You go up to the thing and you're like, hey, I'm gonna need a 20 mg's
yeah.
of Tylenol. Keeping them down low. And I'm yeah. like, oh, is this one of those under-the-counter products?
Yeah. You know, Tylenol.
Yeah. Acetaminophen! How's that sound?
I don't know. Probably, I mean...
That's what's in Tylenol. Acetaminophen.
Yeah. So, John, why do we sound different?
Because we have a studio.
We have our own little studio in my basement.
Yep.
We've talked about where we live, so I don't feel bad talking about where we live right now. While we're recording, our city is flooding.
Yep.
And it's the second time that like a major flood has happened in our city in the last 8 years. Happened in 2008.
It cost $64 billion in damages.
Yep. And now it's gonna be close to that again. Like it's I drove by it today and it's already up to the bottoms of some bridges of where major buildings are, like our courthouse and stuff.
The building that we recorded in,
mm-hmm.
Nick and I had talked about making a podcast forever.
Mm-hmm.
He showed me stuff he should know a long while back.
Uh-huh.
And we decided we want to do this. We could totally do this. Let's make a podcast. And magically...
Yeah, you gotta be careful with your arms. Yeah,
all right.
Keep going.
So then, one day I volunteered at Last Hope and I made a video and they said, hey, let's make videos for our radio station. So I started working there accidentally.
Yeah.
And when I got that job, they're like, oh yeah, you can use any of the studios anytime you want.
Yeah. So we'd been recording in that radio station for our first 10 episodes, actually. It's kind of funny. We might be up to 11, but I think it was the first 10.
Wow. Yeah.
And now it's going to be basically impossible to get there, mostly because they've shut down like all the entrances down to our downtown area where that building is.
Yeah, it's the first floor is probably going to flood.
Yeah, and it's the flooding has begun. So the chances of us getting there aren't good. So we're like, we want to have our own place to record. Why don't we just do it?
Yeah, so Nick's like, I'm going to go buy the world. I'm going to go buy Guitar Center real quick.
Yeah.
And now we've got mics and stands and mixers and...
Yeah, so we sound different. We're still playing with our equipment. I'm just going to be completely transparent with you guys. We're still playing with it, so there might be some weird audio issues or clipping or whatever. But we're excited about it. We're excited to be in our own space. I'm in my pajamas right now.
Yeah.
I'm in my office, so I'm comfortable.
I'm naked. I'm just completely head to toe.
Yeah.
Naked. Because Nicholas made me a delicious vegan spaghetti and meatballs meal.
Uh-huh. Yep. And I never knew this, but I think I needed John to be naked to make really good episodes.
Yeah. That's what you always have to picture your audience naked.
Right.
I always picture myself naked, and then I take my clothes off.
Right.
And it makes me more comfortable.
Yeah.
Or comfortable, if you will.
I think my favorite part is that I'm drinking out of my own glasses.
Yeah.
It's like a dumb thing, but like I get to drink out of my own cups.
Anyway, yep.
Should we get on with the episode? We've been talking for a long time about all this dumb stuff no one cares about.
Yeah.
In other news, I'm still sick.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but still got the cold, which sucks.
Oh no, you're cold. Let's warm things up with some facts.
Oh, John, I want to slap you. And even though I'm the closest I've ever been to you while recording one of these, I still can't reach you.
Yeah.
Common cold. Let's talk about this came about because I went out to eat with my parents after we recorded our last episode. And my dad's like, you still want to record even after you're sick? And I was like, yeah, we got to get it done. He's like, well, you should do one on why don't we have a cure to the common cold? I was like, it's a great idea. So here we are. And this week, I want to answer, why don't we have a cure to the common cold?
Yeah.
Because, like, that's always, like, the go-to save the world action. Like, there's always that episode of a cartoon where one of the characters becomes super smart. So they end world hunger, they create world peace, and then they cure the common cold.
Yeah.
It's, like, always number three on that list. It's 2016. You'd think that we would have it, right? We'd have that licked?
Yeah.
It's 2016.
Yeah. I just checked the math.
Yeah. In reality, curing the cold would probably be about as important as curing the world from, like, boy bands or something.
Oh, man. What's there to cure? I don't understand.
So, like, it pops up every couple times a year. They're annoying for a couple weeks, and then they just fade away.
Oh, my God.
And life is back to the way it was. So if we got rid of boy bands, like, yeah, they're annoying. But
this podcast is going one direction and that's down. I think I'm going to leave.
But yeah, that's all the cold really is an annoyance.
Okay, that's fine.
It's something I think that everyone can relate to, though. So it's something that we have a common annoyance in. And I think that's why everyone's like, we got to cure the cold and that sort of thing. You feel like crap for like 2 or 3 weeks. You're in this awful haze. You sleep a lot. And actually, according to the Business Insider, an estimated $25 billion is lost in productivity due to people having colds.
Ooh, but hold on a second.
Yeah.
What's the amount of money made by selling people garbage products?
$26 billion. I don't know. I assume that's a big industry.
Like Airborne.
But... Right. Well,
I'm putting you on blast, Airborne. Raising your immune system doesn't cure you.
Yeah, pumping yourself full of vitamin C isn't going to work, which we're actually, I guess we can touch on that later, because we're going to talk about vaccines and all that, which actually do help prevent sicknesses.
Cool.
The other thing with, like, airborne and stuff is that, sure, it's a lot of vitamin C or whatever, but most of that's not getting absorbed into your body.
Yeah.
So it's not doing you any good.
And even if you were getting 100% of it, yeah, it's like, okay, cool, you're going to be good for next time, I guess.
Yeah. Great, go out and get sick again, or don't, because you've got airborne in you. But that's a lot of productivity. $25 billion is a lot of productivity lost.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, like, productivity at home. Like, my house is a mess because I'm too tired to clean. That's just all the time, though, not just while I have a cold. So why don't we have a cure to the common cold?
I think they could cost too much. I think they're making too much money at that airborne corporation.
That dips into conspiracy theory territory,
though. Well, I'm starting to say that it might be not a conspiracy theory.
A real theory.
A real one. Yeah, because, I mean, how much money are companies making off of tissues?
Mm-hmm.
I went to the store, and they're like, yo, John. And I was like, hey, we need some tissues. Boxes were like...
you need Puffs Plus lotion.
Yeah, they're like, you want some cold humans. Ones? Do you want some aloe ones? Do you want some orange-scented ones? Do you want some sandpaper ones?
Yeah.
Do you want some chili pepper-scented? Do you want some nacho cheese blast tissues? Like, there's so many different kinds. I just think that they're really taking advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll go with the one that's made out of paper that I could blow my disgusting nose into. Please?
Yeah. I'll do it with pretty much anything, like... paper towels,
yeah.
Toilet paper, I don't care.
Sandpaper?
Yeah.
Sand?
That's a good point. That's the argument on a lot of things. But my counter-argument to something like that is that, sure, that industry will be replaced, but...
they make a lot of money with the cure.
Well, something else is going to rise.
Yeah.
So it's not like that money's not going to be spent anymore. People will just, like, they'll go buy lipstick or whatever. I don't know. But anyway... there are two major reasons why the common cold hasn't been cured yet. One of them does come down to money, and that's the simpler one, so I'm going to start there.
Okay.
As I said before, the cold is really just an annoyance. After 2-3 weeks, it's gone, and you're good to go, back to normal. Of course, complications can arise. So, like, it might turn into the flu, it can turn into sinus infections, it can exacerbate asthma, which obviously can cause problems if you can't breathe right. If you have immune system deficiencies like pneumonia or HIV or something like that, it can do some real harm to you, stuff like that. But by and large, the cold doesn't do a whole lot. And this might get a little bit morbid, but I tried to find out how many people die from a cold in a year. Mm-hmm. And it's so uncommon that every time I searched it up, every site's like, well, I'm just going to tell you about how many deaths come from the flu. No, don't worry about the cold. I'm just going to tell you about the flu or whatever else.
Wow, yeah.
So I did come across one site that it didn't look 100% reliable. It was like Yahoo Answers, but with scientists. So I don't know. They didn't give any sources, but they said there's about 4,500 deaths from a cold a year.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S. So let's just say that. Let's say it's 5,000 deaths a year from the cold. Heart problems cause 600,000 deaths a year in the U.S.
Yeah.
So more than half a million.
Not really prioritized.
Yep. Cancer is the culprit for about another 600,000 deaths in a year. Respiratory complications are a big cause of death. AIDS and HIV are huge. The reality is that we don't have cures for these things, and they kill 113 times the amount of people in a year.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeeshish, Louishish.
Yeah.
You know?
I see the look on your face, and I see you like trying to make a joke, but it's so
no, there's no
funny.
Yeah, there's no
jokes. But there's no jokes to be made. But that's where the funding for the research is going, is into cancer and heart problems and all these things. And I'd rather go there rather than solving something that's going to go away in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That's the big one.
Just because you're just a good dude, you know? You got the cold and you're like, don't worry about me.
Yeah.
Save them.
Yeah.
It makes you look real handsome.
Does that look good on me?
Looks great on you.
I'm so humble.
No, you're not. I'm way more humble than you.
Yeah. So the second reason is a lot more complicated, in my opinion, because it has to do with biology, which is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do my best to explain this like you're watching an episode of Magic School Bus.
Okay.
The easiest way to deal with the cold is to treat the symptoms. So Dayquil, my best friend in the world, not a brand deal. Dayquil, it's awesome. And the reason is because stuff like Dayquil, it'll constrict your blood vessels, which will reduce swelling in your nose and sinuses, which makes it easier to breathe, helps with your mucus. There's also like general pain reliever stuff, like something like acetaminophen that helps with your sore throat. There's a cough suppressant, that sort of thing. What it's doing is it's working with other parts of your body that aren't affected to quote-unquote cure the parts of your bodies that are affected.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. So it works. I mean, it works for a couple hours, sure, but it works nonetheless. So instead of targeting the actual problem, it's kind of pushing those off to the side and stepping in. And a flock of doves are released. And you're like, Dayquil, I love you!
Dayquil.
Is that the monk mantra?
Yeah.
I like that. We'll have to flesh it out later. So the real problem with the cold is that it is a virus. You know what else is a virus?
Oh, yeah, like the Illuminati. Wake up, sheeple.
Thanks for sliding that in there.
Yeah, I made that myself.
No, the flu. The flu is a virus. Which, what do we do to cure the flu?
To cure the flu?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get the flu. I'm vegan.
Well.
We don't get sick.
Vegans just have those superpowers.
Yeah.
No, we supply vaccinations for the flu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that thing.
You cure yourself when you have the flu by already having had a vaccination?
Yeah.
Great.
Vaccinations are cool. Clearly, there's some misconceptions about vaccinations that we won't go into. But let's talk about your body.
Please, I've been waiting 10 episodes. So what I like to start out with is a couple of crunches, okay?
Uh-huh.
It really works out the thyroid when you move like my neck like this, like oh. You just rotate your head.
I didn't know you needed to exercise your thyroid, but...
Well, the thyroid and the biroid, and then you've got your upper abdomen and your lower abdomen. Now you're just making things up.
Oh, am I?
Go Go on. Whatever you're talking about.
So, your body. When a virus enters your body, a virus will latch onto a certain type of cell. When it does that, it uses the cell to make copies of the virus and just, like, loads this small room full of copies of this virus. Eventually, that cell bursts, and these viruses go everywhere to continue this process on other cells.
Yeah.
They're awful, awful beings. So your body reacts. You might get a fever. The heat can kill some of the viruses and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
There's also these cells in your immune system called lymphocytes, which are basically in charge of creating antibodies. And the antibodies are other cells specifically designed to seek out and destroy a specific virus.
Yeah, you're talking to me like I haven't seen Osmosis Jones.
Well, some of our listeners might not have seen the brilliant Bill Murray masterpiece, Osmosis Jones.
I didn't know he was in that.
What?
Yeah. Was it Chris Rock?
No, the live action sequences are with Bill Murray.
Oh, right. It's inside of his gross cartoon body.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's... That was a weird movie.
Yeah.
Like, as a kid, it was, like, really cool, and you grew up, and you're like, that was, like, really experimental. Like, where's the Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
But... Yeah, Osmosis Jones. So once the virus is gone, you're good to go. Once your body has eradicated this virus, you're going to feel fine. Your body will keep these antibodies around just in case the virus comes back. So they'll just kind of float around your bloodstream. And if whatever virus comes back into your body, it can quickly go at them before it affects you the way it did last time. So vaccines are effective because of this process. So what they do, like you said, is we inject whoever full of empty viruses. So, for example, the flu. So we fill a syringe full of the flu virus, but the flu virus that we put into your body can't replicate. So what your body does is it can quickly make these antibodies that seek out these benign flu viruses.
Do you know how they disable it from replicating before they put it in?
What they do is they take the virus and they just treat it with a chemical, and it makes it inactive so it can't reproduce. And that's what they're injecting into.
Yeah, it's like chemical castration. But on a virus.
Yeah. Used for good.
Used for good.
I shouldn't laugh about that. So your body makes these antibodies, kills off these inactive viruses, and these antibodies just float around your bloodstream for a fairly long time. If you have any questions, just go watch that episode of Magic School Bus where they go inside Arnold's body because he's sick or whatever and they help him feel better.
Don't they do that like every episode? That's like all I can remember.
That's like I think that's the only episode anyone's ever seen, because that's like the only episode they ever showed at school.
Oh, got it.
There's
okay.
A ton of other episodes, like they go into space and they play with gravity and all kinds of stuff, but no one ever remembers any other ones except for with Arnold.
I just know I had a point and click adventure game of the Magic School Bus.
Yeah, I had the one where they went to space.
Oh man,
that's the point.
I think I had the one that went in his body and yeah. They kept clicking on foods in his belly and make noises. Yeah, I didn't like that game very much.
You want to replicate some of those noises for our audience here?
Yeah.
And?
That's about it.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to talk about the other half.
Oh. So each year, these vaccinations are created to help treat certain strains of the flu. There are shots that will say they treat like 3 or 4 strains of the flu, whatever it is. When you're getting the shot, they'll tell you how many strains it will treat you for. A strain is a specific genetic mutation of basically a larger category. So there's influenza A and influenza B. I think everyone's heard those before. Influenza B is less severe because it can't modify itself as much as influenza A can, so it's not as harmful and it's easier to treat. Influenza A, though, breaks down into more categories like H1N1 or H3N2 or just all these different subcategories based on how it mutates.
Yeah.
I think some of the popular ones like this year are H1N1 and H3N2, which is why I said those.
Oh my goodness, yeah. I saw Drake got H3N3.
Is that real?
And, everyone's like, oh my god, I wish I had H3N3. And everybody was looking urinals.
Yeah.
Huh. You remember that?
No.
Oh, it was on
TMZ?
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, that was a dream.
Oh.
Okay, go on.
That was a fever dream from when you had influenza.
H1N1, yeah.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is that these shots will only target specific strains of the flu. Seems simple enough. Before the flu season hits, scientists will determine which form of the flu is most likely to be prevalent in whatever region you're in. And then they'll just make a bunch of vaccines for 3 or 4 of those.
Yeah, they go on Twitter and they see what's trending.
Yeah, they want to be up to date. You don't want to be out of the loop.
Nah, you really got to stay on top of
it. It's really weird because, like, you watch ads and you can tell the marketers are way out of touch.
Yeah.
The scientists, they're, like, on top of it.
Yeah. No, I saw this ad the other day that was like, you should get the flu. And I was like, Nah, dude. Nah, I'm all about that H1N1.
I love looking at trends, like especially the hashtags lately. It's like this cultural phenomenon, and you know when it's starting to lose steam when marketers get their hands on it. It's like hashtags are in every ad now, and like visit our Facebook page. Like teens don't like to use them anymore because marketers now have their hands on it.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny to see that happen.
It's pretty good.
Or they'll put up vines and stuff, and it's just like, cool, thanks for trying to cash in on our interests. I guess that's what a marketer does. But they're always too late. That's the point I'm trying to make. Get with it.
Yeah, I'm ahead of the game, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta stay like a couple of steps ahead, you know?
Yeah, you just gotta put your precogs into the machine,
mm-hmm.
and then Minority Report the next trend.
Yeah, and actually that is, it's minorities are the next trend. Black Lives Matter.
I got real. Okay.
See? Man. You knew it.
So, where was it? With the flu. Certain strains. There's certain strains of the flu. That doesn't mean there's not other strains out there. And I think that's the biggest misconception with vaccinations, is that I always hear people say, like, man, I got my flu shot, and then next week I got the flu. It's like, first of all, it takes about 2 weeks to take effect because your body has to build those antibodies.
Uh-huh.
Second of all, you're only treating like three strains of the flu.
Right.
There's other flus out there that can infect your body.
Right.
And three, just because you got the shot doesn't mean you can go around licking toilet seats.
You beat me to it, buddy.
I got my precogs.
I was going to say,
my earpiece.
I was going to say, and three, I saw you step in something and lick it off your shoes.
Yeah. I went through that whole thing just to say it's easy to make a shot with three or four types of the flu in it. With a cold, it's a very old virus, which means it's almost completely benign, doesn't affect you a whole lot, and it's really good at surviving through mutations. Apparently, there can be like 30 different strains of a cold virus in one little area, meaning if you wanted to cover the entire United States,
mm-hmm.
you'd have to make a vaccine for like 400 strains of the cold, which can't be done right now. That's a lot.
I don't know. I think if you get it in the right hands, if you give them to some handsome fellas and fellettes, and they go to the club and they're like, yo, girl, can I buy you a shot?
Shots.
Hey, look.
That's the second
a marketer.
Reference to that song.
Because that song's really old.
Yeah. My hair's turning gray. There are people working on like blanket vaccines that can cover a ton of different strains with just like a single vaccine, basically.
Yeah.
But that's not where the funding is going. There are scientists working on it, but that's just not what's getting that funding right now. Even if we did create a blanket vaccine, that cold can still mutate to get around that vaccine. And trying to keep up with that year to year would be a major headache for someone, some poor scientist.
And they'd be like, oh, no, what am I going to do with all this money?
I've cured the cold. I just sit
around. Oh, I can't even get out of my house. There's too much money. I feel really bad for them. You really sold me on that, Nick.
Yeah.
What a headache.
That's all I got on the cold, man. I hope that all made sense. For some reason, I think it's hard to talk about vaccines. Cool. You want to recap for me?
Yeah. Sometimes you get sick,
uh-huh.
and you're like, oh man, the scientists didn't even cure cancer yet.
Yeah.
So I gotta wait. And then you wait and then you feel better. That's the reason.
Ta-da! So if you're sick, don't go buy Airborne. Save yourself $2 and, just wait it out. Just drink lots of fluid because your mucus will help you get rid of it. And the way your body gets rid of waste is through urine and poop.
Yucky.
It's important, though. Cool. Should we move on to a listener question?
Yeah.
Cool. So this week's question comes from our good buddy Malcolm Nygaard.
Yeah.
Who, just to plug his stuff real fast, he's got a podcast network called
Comrade Radio.
Yep. And he's got a ton of really cool shows on there. He just added one about superheroes. And
he's got his own podcast that he does.
A ton of really cool podcasts.
He's got APOC Graffiti, which is awesome.
Yeah, so go check him out. But his question was, why do cats knock things off of things? I'm curious, what, being the resident animal expert, why do you think cats just like knock crap off of tables and stuff?
Oh, they're jerks. They're selfish. Everyone knows this about them. That's why I have 9 dogs.
Yeah.
Because I have 3 cats.
Yeah.
I always want them to know that like they can't take over my house, mm-hmm. because we outnumber them. That's the only reason I have so many dogs.
I thought it was the other way around, where you had just enough cat to dog ratio where the dogs know who's boss, so the cats just keep them in check.
Well, yeah, that's part of it too. But I'm also a little bit worried. Like, you got to use one against it. It's complicated.
The reason is pretty simple. It starts off that cats like chasing.
Mice.
Yep. So they see this object there that may or may not be a mouse. So they think if they give it a little tap, it might run away and they can chase after it and eat it. So that's the big reason why they just start tapping stuff. Apparently, though, cats are actually smart enough that they will learn your reaction to them hitting stuff. I'm not making this up. They will do it on purpose just to get your attention. There's this one scientist that said, or this doctor, that they'll do it like if they're hungry and they think they need to get a meal, they'll knock stuff over to get your attention. Just stuff like that to get your goat. Cats literally are jerks.
I'm sold, man. Yeah. I've got three.
It's so funny to me. I love cats.
That's and fantastic. They're pretty smart. Thanks, Malcolm.
Yeah, thanks, Malcolm.
And thanks for, like, helping us out, man, mm-hmm. with all your tips and tricks and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He's been super supportive. Make sure to check out Comrade Radio.
Yeah.
Network.
We got a lot of shout-outs to do this week. First of all, I guess appeared on this awesome podcast called Creepypodsta. He talks about a bunch of creep... It's Jeff Kowalski. He talks about a bunch of creepypastas on the internet or stories on No Sleep on Reddit, and I just appeared. I think the episode is going up tomorrow from when this airs, and I get to talk about the Blair Witch Project with him and Cassie, who's a frequent guest on his show, for like an hour, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So go check out Creepypodsta if you like creepy stuff, and even if you don't, you can listen to me ramble on about the Blair Witch and try to sound smart.
And I made the music.
And John made some music for it.
I made a Halloween spooky version of his already spooky song.
Yeah, and his 50th episode's coming up, and he's doing like a whole Slenderman special, which I'm super psyched for.
Nice.
I'm actually a big fan of that podcast, so go listen to that. That's all I got for this week. Thanks for listening, everyone. If you feel so inclined, please leave a review on iTunes.
Yeah, and share this on Facebook.
Share it on FaceSpace.
We got Twitter. We've got all that stuff. All the stuff that everybody says all the time when you listen to any podcast.
Yeah, but we're going to say it anyway. So our Twitter's at Stranger Still.
StrangerStillShow.com.
Yep. And if you search for Stranger Still on Facebook, we have a group that you can come in. And we ask for listener questions every once in a while. So if you have a weird question, you can email it to us, podcast@StrangerStillShow.com. You can tweet it to us. We already said that. Or you can ask us on Facebook when we ask for listener questions.
I'm still John.
I'm still Nick.
And this is
Stranger Still.